Hi, this speaker has been recorded at a meeting of Addictive Eaters Anonymous. For more information, visit our website www.aeainfo.org.
Hi everyone, my name is Melanie and I am an addictive eater. And it is just so great to be here and so great to be asked, and I got to get to the meeting a little bit early just to make sure the sound would work. And it was just nice, just seeing all the kind of the technical back end work, for the want of a better phrase, that's involved in having an online meeting. Yeah, so I'm just grateful for all that service work that goes into that, so that I get to just get to come to this meeting every Friday night. So yeah, I'll share my experience, strength and hope. And I also have a lot of experience, but that's just because of age. I'm not sure where to start. I mean, I believe now I was born an addictive eater, and this, the symptoms of it were just kind of, I guess, just increased. Or when I was a teenager, I started noticing or thinking, oh, this isn't right, what I'm doing with my eating. I always, when I was a teenager, I knew this wasn't right. Talking the big book about, the remorse that the addict alcoholic feels, that they always feel remorse. And I felt that from the beginning, but remorse didn't stop me. And I suppose my binge eating was what I did. But as it progressed, it would change. It's sneaky, this disease. I think, I don't binge eat anymore, but I'd be doing different things like marathon running. And that might sound, there's nothing wrong with running marathons, but I ran one. And then it's just, but the only reason I was doing that is because I could eat more and keep the weight off, or I'd be under eating, or just, just crazy stuff. I went to New Zealand once and cycled around it and managed to gain a lot of weight while cycling, 50 kilometers, 60 kilometers a day. And I just got crazy. I came into 12 step fellowship meetings in my early 20s. So, yeah, so 20 years ago, I first came across them. My mum was in treatment for alcoholism, and I started going to Al-Anon meetings. And I remember my first one of those, they said, "Are you an alcoholic?" And I was so offended. And, but I am. But anyway, and the other thing they said was, "Well, you can't change the alcoholic in your life. What is the point of coming to a meeting? What are we doing here? So if we're not, I was there to change the other person." And then I found out I was living in a town, actually, in rural Ireland, and was looking at the newspaper, and there was a print advertisement for a 12-step fellowship for food, and I went along to that, and thus began a long journey, really, of sort of, I don't like admitting it, but it was a half-baked kind of attendance at meetings, maybe periods of time where I wouldn't be binging, but I'd always end up going back to it in one form or another. Yeah, like there's a member that shares about, is it being on the fence? Somebody suggested to her to get off the fence and close the back door. And I so related to that, because I was so long on the fence. With a door open, one foot in a 12-step fellowship meeting, and then another foot in whatever I could think of, counselling, or into a treatment centre, and wanted to go into another one, and was trying out different counsellors, just going around in circles. And I was just lucky enough, just so lucky, I feel so blessed, that in the 12-step meetings I went to, I met a group of people. A lot of them, well, they're all in AA now, a lot of them are at this meeting, and they're just a really clear message. They shared how bad they were, and they were bad, because my ego was telling me there was nobody in the world as bad as I was, but these guys had been bad. But I could see now that they were better, consistently better for a long time, and just, actually in their lives just continue to get better and better. And yeah, there must have been a part of me that wanted what they had, and eventually I was willing to do what they did. So I kept coming along, and started coming to this fellowship. Yeah, and life has just gotten better and better and better. And it's not like a journey of just ever increasing, everything's going great. I mean, there's not a lot of challenges or upheavals happen in sobriety here in AEA, but I'm so blessed. I've just been, given support or shown sort of a more just a sane spiritual way of living. Because of myself, I'm just mad, mental. Just, without this program, without this, the framework and the discipline of what members do here, prayer and meditation and service and talking to members and sponsorship. Without that, I'm cast adrift. And I'm not saying that. If I'm just wondering if you're new and you're hearing that. That's just my, just to me, that's just the nature of the disease I have. That's just, it's not that I'm a bad person. I just have, I'm the garden variety alcoholic, and without doing these things, that's my default position. Yeah. And there's a chapter in the AA 12 steps and 12 traditions, on step one, and there's the last paragraph, and it says, well, what's all this insistence that we hit rock bottom? And says that no alcoholic, they're self-centered and extreme, and no alcoholic is going to do these things, inventory and restitution and self-sacrifice, unless they're doing it to save themselves. Yeah. So, yeah, I know it sounds like I didn't come to, I came to AA because I was broken, beaten. And yeah, and I suppose that's in a way a kind of a spur as well to keep on going. So yeah, it's great. I just love the, it just keeps getting, I was going to say better and better, but deeper and deeper in that, I suppose what you call a relationship with my higher power. That as I grow, as I stick around and have the willingness to do the suggested things or make changes in my life, I just, that the fear is less, that my dependence on, people or money or that kind of security is lessened, and my dependence is more and more on, hard to describe, an all-knowing, all-loving, all-powerful God. Yeah, because I see that in other members, and then, I can really feel it in my own life, and it's such a gift, it really is such a gift. And yeah, just to be able to, we're told that to pass that on is, it's funny, I read, I get a little notification, a little, I'm in a group in WhatsApp, and like it kind of, I think it took me a while to figure it out, but they give little quotes from the big book every day. So it's literally going, it's like reading a tiny bit from the big book. It just goes right through the big book. So you're only getting it like a couple of sentences at a time. And one of it was, a member saying, oh, and they told me I had to constantly think of others, and that didn't interest me much. And I laughed. I laughed at his honesty because it didn't interest me much in the beginning. I'm like, what are you talking about? But now I get it. And through the day when I get to help others, oh, then all about the joy of living, what it's all about. And I'm not sure what the time is now, but I'll finish up. I have a little daughter. I was just dropping her off this evening, and she was just pointing up at the sky, and because it was full of stars or planets as well, she was saying they're not stars. Did I know that they're planets? It's like, wow, she's three. Where did How does she? How did she? Who told her? I don't that she, that they're planets. So yeah, that I'm just this little human on a planet spinning around in a universe, and it's just great to be alive. And that's all thanks to coming to AEA. So I'll leave it there. Thank you.